idea, the idea of Tisha B'Av, the day of mourning, of Avelos, of all those situations that we failed, too late, we missed. So what do we have to do, basically? I think what we have to do, that's why, and that's really the, it's the same answer to the Holocaust, it's the same answer to all, there's no different answers. We don't have different answers for different situations. It's the same answer. It's the same type of thing, and we have to approach it in the exact same way. So what does the Navi recommend? It's interesting. The Navi doesn't isolate the chait. It's not too much. Just, it seems to me, maybe more, it seems to me there's only two places in Eicha where the Navi really tells you what the chait is. But it leaves a kind of thing, see? Let's not jump so quickly. That's a reason to tshuva. Tshuva requires a koras afeit, requires yidia, requires understanding. Let's really be chofeis and look into, examine carefully. And then after we find out the facts about our ways, then let's be choker v'dorish and think it over philosophically, truly, the true idea of the philosophy. Think into it with chachma. Then the nashu al Hashem. That's another recommendation. The two places it seems to me is tum asa b'shuleha. It says lo zochra harisa. That's one thing. They didn't see what was coming. They didn't think ahead. No chachma. Tum asa b'shuleha zochra harisa. You didn't see what was going to happen. What was going to happen? Impending. Those things which were impending. You refuse to look at, but the emotions are powerful. Emotions are very myopic, are very, very nearsighted. So the emotions fix a person in the immediate present, because the emotions exist in the present. The mind can span the universe. The mind exists present, future, and past. There's no distance. Emotions are very, very short-sighted. They're rooted in the present. So that's one thing the Navi mentions. It's interesting. If one thing the Navi mentions, he mentions the idea. She failed to see ahead of her. That's one thing. And the second thing the Navi mentions is, and we see it's a beautiful thing the way the Navi expresses it, in a form of a dialogue. In Tochalna, the Puck says, in Tochalna, Nashim, Piryam, Ole, Tipuchim, how could that be? The Ruach HaKodesh, Meshiva. Yehoreg the Mikdash of Hashem, Kayin and others. So, yeah, how could the Mikdash of Din extend so far? How could it extend that far? Ruach HaKadosh answers. There's a reason. Yehoreg the Mikdash of Hashem, Kayin and others. What criticism is that? Why? Because they killed the people that were machiach. That's hate in other men. Interesting. Just there's no foresight. They're rooted in the emotional present. And two, that they cannot take tochah. And they kill the ones that are machiach. They have to destroy the machiach. Is this by obliterating the mochiach, the Navi, the criticism is going to vanish? That's kind of a chayti. That's intolerable for an amchon. Not to listen to anyone, but in the Ori, the Mitzvah of Hashem, claim another. You destroy the Navi, you think without you destroying the truth. That's already resorting to primitive modes of behavior. It's completely removed from the Derech Hashem. And then there's no hope. Then the extent of the Midas Adin is there's no limit to the extent. You can't place a limit on the extent. Man wants to place a limit on the extent, but the Navi tells him he can't do it. He can't do it. The only thing he can do is beware of the critical elements that caused the disaster. But to affect this, once the elements are there in existence, to control it, can't do it. Cannot do it. The Midas HaDin does not lend itself to such kind of a quantification. That's the limud, and we have to know that that's the state that we exist before God. We can't change that. We can't change it. That's the limud. That is one. Ora shalochama. Yeah, so what could we do? You see, so what, the question is, what are we supposed to do? Because it says, Nach b'sor d'rachinu v'nach torah v'nashuva lo v'shem. Right? And it's interesting. The Navi does, like I said, to identify Chatayim, the Navi is not too quick. Like I said, two places he does. But the rest he kind of leaves vague, and you'll notice he's not implying that this is the only Chatayim. And he goes on and straight through, what he shows is that there's a lot more. Anyone who reads the air, there's a lot more here that we can't grasp in terms of the Chatayim. But not the Seder Ashenu, the Nach Torah, the Nach Shuvah. That's the pivotal point. So the question is, what is there for man to engage in order to correct the situation? Yeah. The first thing we have to understand is why we're in this trouble, in this situation. A very basic point. And the basic point is that we in Yahadis, we have two religions. Is the religion that exists, and I say religion, I should say dust, that's the word religion is. Das Emes. We have two Das Emes. And we started off with one, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it. The first Das Emes was the Das Avraham Avinu. That's the Das Kodem Amidah. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it and gave us a Das of Matan Torah, Acha Amidah. And I say that if we did not have the second dos of Tayag, if it would have remained like it was Kodem Matan Torah, like dos of Avraham Avinu, we wouldn't have this problem today. It's only the dos that placed us in this. Why? And that's what we have to understand. What the basic idea is. Is a basic, and a distortion in this area is critical. The basic idea of the Dos is Vaten Tiwi Mamleches Kanin the Gai Kadosh, means that Klal Yisrael is established as an entity for one purpose. And the purpose of it may be a painful idea. But again, I'll show you the Navi doesn't hesitate to say it. But the idea is that this idea that we were established as a dust for ourselves in order to have prosperity and to rule over the world and to have Goyim at our feet is completely nonsensical, against Kol HaTorah Kulah, and it is an issue that's even maharan to learn. The idea of the dust for MS is, on the contrary, that we are...
Maybe we'll experience some interference. Perhaps switching to the headset might make a difference. And can everybody check their mute button to make sure that it's actually engaged and it's not interfering?
I could try it. With the headset, I don't know if it'll help. I don't see he's checking with other people. Is the headset the problem?
I mean, now we hear you fine. Now it's not getting interrupted. I don't know what it was. It's like we started to get cut off.
Okay, so it's an outside chance.
All right. Okay, please continue.
So the idea of understanding the most, I think the most, that's what I'm saying. We have to use our chachma to understand why we're in this situation and what the essence of the situation is. If you don't have a correct grasp on that, I mean, it's not possible to move ahead. But the idea is that the existence of Klal Yisrael after Matan Torah, the entity of Yisrael after Matan Torah, is here only for one reason. And that reason is the Kadesh Shmo HaGadol Bein Omos. Bein Omos. That is the purpose. The Kadesh Shmo HaGadol Bein Omos. Not for us, it's for Kadesh Shmo HaGadol. Okay? And that's why I'll prove it to you, because the Rambam has in the Yisod De'Ados, in Hilchos Yisod De'Atorah, the Rambam has the mitzvah of Kadesh Shmo HaGadol. Kiddush Ma'adol is Hilchus Yisrael Torah, right? Kiddush Ma'adol is Hilchus Yisrael Torah. Which means to say that Kiddush, and that's why Ram says, Kol Beis Yisrael Mekuvin Al Kiddush Hashem. It's Halacha in the very essence of the Beis Yisrael. And Kiddush Hashem is more fundamental than Shabbos. Of course, most people say, what's most important mitzvah in the Torah is Shabbos, right? Yeah, Shabbos is everything. More fundamental, I can't say more important. The word important is not good for us, because we have different, qualitatively different entities. Certain things are qualitatively differentiated. But if you want to say what is most fundamental is Kiddush Hashem. More fundamental than Shabbos. See, Shabbos is not Yochus Teretor. Shabbos is not. So, as important as Shabbos is, Ma'aseh Bereishis, but it's not in the Yisod HaDos. Yisod HaDos is Hilchos Kiddush Hashem. Because, why? Because the Yisod HaDos are the foundations of the dust. And the foundations of the dust, they aren't, and that's true, by the way, with regard to the Ikrei HaDos. The Ikrei HaDos, Yigilui Kah. And that's why I think a lot of people have a hard time understanding the Rambam's Yigilui Karim, and they don't understand why certain things are Karim. Why is Mashiach a Iker? Just like I understand first Iker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Karim that have to do with the main metaphysical ideas, but some of the other ones, the people want to say that those are Ikarim. The reason why those are Ikarim is because the Ikarim are not philosophical, metaphysical principles, the Ikarim of the Das. The Ikarim of the Das are not identical to the Ikarim, to metaphysical Ikarim, even true metaphysical Ikarim. In other words, the Ikarim of Avram Avinu, yes, Avram Avinu, what his Ikarim, where his Ikarim were, are not the Ikarim of our Ikarim, because his Ikarim was the metaphysical Ikarim. But the Ikarim of the Das means the Ikarim of the Das of Matan Torah, right? After Tayag Mitzvah, after Matan Torah. So those Ikarim, that's why the Rambam includes, for instance, that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is qualitatively differentiated from all other men. Why should that be an Ikar? Why should that be an Ikar? It's true, yeah, of course, no one's denying it, but why is an Ikar the Das? The answer is that's an Ikur in the Das, because the Rambam explains that the Kol HaTorah Kulan and the Sinas HaTorah could not take place without the existence of an individual that is Roy for the Torah. And that individual turned out to be with Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the mistake that Aaron and Miriam had. Because some of us say, Aaron and Miriam, they'll say, how could it be that they didn't know that? So that means that they were Chalila Kofim, you say that they didn't know this was they didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was called qualitative differentiation, because that's where that Yisrael was unraveled, you see. But the answer is as follows. You see, once you know something, once an idea is tied to a proven fact, If you deny that fact, you deny that idea as well. You understand what I'm saying? You see, for instance, before it was known that there's a nucleus in the atom. So you can have two people arguing about the atom, whether there's a nucleus or not, and they're not denying the existence of an atom. But once you know that there's a nucleus in the atom, so if somebody says there is no nucleus, he's saying that it's essentially there's no atom. You see? There's a difference before you have the knowledge and after. So Aaron, that's what Aaron and said, Harakach b'Moshe Dibar Hashem, Alonam Bonadika. The Torah was given for us. We are the people that made the existence of the Torah possible, that a system should be given to us that is perfect, Omed L'Netzach Netzachim. You see? But it turned out they made a mistake. You see? Because they thought, Allah Gambani, no, that person was, there was, the Torah couldn't be given, the perfect Torah cannot be given unless the perfect individual existed, but it wasn't them, it was Moshe Rabbeinu, but they didn't know that. You see? But after that, they knew that. Now, if you deny that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebu is qualitatively differentiated, Kol HaTorah Kula collapses. Because Kol HaTorah Kula was given only because of Moshe Rabbeinu. You see? The interesting thing is, just as an aside, the amazing thing is that you see by Moshe Rabbeinu, you see that they didn't know, they were so close to him, and they didn't know that he was any different. That's an amazing. They didn't know that something different. There was no expression, no way in his action, or the way in his behavior, there was nothing that indicated that he's any different than that. That's why they didn't know. It's an amazing thing. That's what Pat says. Varish Moshe Anav Meor, they call Lazar Moshe Afriya Zama. So they didn't have any suspicion that there's something different going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Lochein Abi Moshe. Great difference here. You're not aware of it, but there's a great difference. There's no comparison. But once that fact is known, so if you deny that, the whole dust will. What I want to show you is that the Ikrei Hados are not like people think, philosophical, true philosophical principles. No, the Ikrei Hados are the Ikarim upon which the Dos rests. That's the Ikrei Hados. Because what good is it now if a person believes in sound philosophical principles and denies the Das Anas? He's lost. Doesn't make any difference. Yes, he denies Das Anas. He's lost. Now it's no good. Karim and Taras will be on. So that's why the Rambam wrote the Ikrei Hados. That's what's significant now. The Ikrei Hados. So the point that I want to make is that in the Ikrei Hados is the idea, the concept, that Klal Yisrael exists for one reason, the Kiddush. And that's why it's more basic than Shabbos. More fundamental than Shabbos, because it's part of the fundamental of the Dove. That's the essence of the Dove. And that's why, you see, and that's why when we fail to do that, when we fail to be the Kadei Shema Gadol, we fail in our very existence. Our very existence. I just want to show you that we exist for the, and you'll see. By the way, you see, even in Eicha, okay, what does I think Rishon Lezer Shlaim say? Shimu no kol ha'anim. Shimu no kol ha'anim.
Why
Shimu no chol ha'anim? Because the answer is now we exist in the Kadosh Shem Shemayim. That's the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael. So even in Kinos, we approach the Amen. So in this process of Kinos, we also try insofar as we can. I mean, we're in a bad state, but we try insofar as we can to be Mekadosh Yiras Shamayim through the fact that we recognize that the Tzidik Adin, that's the Pasuk Rosh. Tzadik Hu Arishem Kisiyu Marisi, Shimu Nochol Amen. Should realize that we recognize that Tzadik Hu Arishem Kisiyu Marisi, we're Mazdik the Din, Uru Machovai, So even in this state, we don't cease to function as being the Kaddish, the Shem Shemayim and Ba'amim. See? Even in the Kinnah. And I assume the Pesukim Yecheskel make it clear. Yecheskel Amu Zav Chav Bey. Rachem Rachem Ala Veis Yisrael. Kalam Ar Hashem Ala Kid. Lo Leman Chem Ani Yosef Veis Yisrael. Kiyim Hashem Kodshi Asher Chilaltem Bagoyim Asher Bosem Shom. וקידשתי את שמי הגדול המחור בגויים אשר חיללתם בתוכם. וידעו הגויים כי אני רשם, נאום הרשם הולכים בי קודשי וכן לעיניהם. So the, you don't have to be more clear than that. I mean, another express it very, very clearly. So if a Jew walks around with an egocentric idea that it's all for him, this is a dangerous idea. This is an idea that is marach. That is Marach the Gola, and it's Ma'akev the Gola. We have to engage in ideas, serious ideas, that are Makatah the Gola. I mean, and that's the whole purpose of the Yom of Tisha B'Av. Painful, maybe painful to think that way. That we are just a vehicle of Kiddush Hashem. And that's why it's in the Lola Mantra Maya. So we have to be Kadesh Yishamayim B'chol Olam. That's our role. I mean, and it's really aside from the fact that the emotion of being egocentric is so powerful that it really invades every area of Yahadus. I mean, it's an amazing thing, but different levels. The fact that it's such a distorter, because the ego is a very powerful force, you see, is that idea is detrimental. I mean, that's really what Tisha B'Av is about. That idea is detrimental. You have to understand the authority of that. And you have to understand that these things are not simplistic things the way they feel to our emotions. Nothing actually is that way. The reality of emotion is just very based on a very small sphere of operation. It doesn't give any kind of real reality. And it can only be used to gain information. But why is that so, really? Why is that so? An interesting thing. It's very nice to think it's all for us. It's how it was given for us. But you see, it's not true. You see, it's a Kaddish Mar Bedel. That's the Yisrael of us. Alaman Chanan Yisrael. I mean, that's the love of him, always, constantly about the fact that the Kodesh Shemayim will be in the entire world. See? Well, really, it's a pasuk in the term of Midbar. What does it say? Vulam Chai Ani. The Molei Kvod Hashem is Kol Aruf. What does it mean? The Kvod Hashem cannot be limited. Kvod Hashem has to be Kol Aruf. If not Kol Aruf, then it's lacking Kvod Hashem. Cannot be Kvod Hashem for one nation. It must be Kvod Hashem, the Molei Kvod Hashem is Kol Aruf. The Kvod Hashem is limitless. Cannot be any limitation. Just like the Kvod Hashem is expressed in the entire universe, in the cosmos, the Kvod Hashem must be expressed on this planet, through all the inhabitants of the planet. That's the Tzivot Rosh Hashanah, the Divrei Nevi'im, and we are the vehicle of this process. We're the vehicle of this process. And if we cease to be the vehicle of this process, then we cease to exist. And we cease to exist as we are supposed to exist. Then we're in dangerous, then we're in dangerous territory. So, I would say, Nachtasa Darchina V'Nachkara, is that what we have to do is return to the Yesod Adar, an understanding of the Yesod Adar. And Nachta Sadrachina Venachkora It means a person says Krishna twice a day. There's no way he's talking about it. If he's davening Yomi Batila, and if not Dallas may me at Tahome, then what value does the Tila have? It has no value. It's worthless. We can't go around and there's nothing pointed out to Chatoya. The rest is it was an advice because people get stuck with the Holocaust. They say, well, what did we do wrong? What was our chait? We're not, forget about it. We don't know what the chait. What we have to do is we have a recommendation. Nach tesa derachinu v'nach kola. It doesn't say we have to look into our ways and be chozer and be choker and perfect our ways. And now we only mention two things. But the formula is not to hark back. The only way we can hark back in terms is to understand the ideas that we have in the past. But to go and if a person has a solid idea, of course, it's valid. But the important thing, the response, the response that's demanded is Nach Pesod Erechenu V'Nach Korah. I mean, let's look at our ways and let's see how we can perfect our ways. Let's understand our ways. That's the answer. We have to understand the past, the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we have to do is we have to Nach Pesod Erechenu V'Nach Korah. Can't deny, we shouldn't try to deny what we see. But we have to understand. We have to understand the remedy. Nach pesod erachinu v'nach kola. And Hashua Hashem means we should have an understanding, the fundamental yisodi adam, and we shouldn't delude ourselves. What does the Navi say? Yeshayahu, another beautiful haftarah that we read yesterday. Haftarah. What is the essence of the haftarah? Yeshayahu Navi uncovers a major delusion that people have. And we have to stop thinking that these things are in the past and all these guys were chavei ganavim and they weren't just and we are the just people. It's absolutely false. If we were really and see the mishpat tipada, see the mishpat tipada, so we wouldn't be in the state we're in now. So it's a terrible thing that we read the Torah and we think that these are things in the past. You know, there's no shechus. No, Sheikh, it's absolutely false. And to think that we don't need to read Divrei Nevi'im with the major ideas, and we could read Sifrei Musar and not the Musar of the Nevi'im is an absurdity. It's a nonsensical. It's an absurdity. So the Navi uncovers, he blows a major cover, and the major cover is one which exists today, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chacheichem u'mo'adeichem son anafshi. What is another saying? Don't delude yourself and think that doing mitzvahs is going to save you, and that you could be corrupt, and you don't have to be honest, and you can, and you also, so to speak, give shochat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, no, chacheichem, you prepared yontif and it's beautiful, and you went and you matriach and everything, but it's son anafshi, it's worthless. Gan kisah b'sim neni shemaya, like the Rambam says, an ice of mitzvah for talking all the fun of. The salvation is not in mitzvah. That's what the Navi says. Strange statement, but it's true. The salvation is not in mitzvah per se. You can't just do mitzvah and chalk up check marks, and therefore you're gonna you're gonna succeed. Before the Rabbi Shalom doesn't work that way. It has to be perfection. The mitzvahs are vehicles that lead a person to an internal perfection. And if it doesn't achieve its goal, then it's nothing. That's everyone that ever wrote from the Sufi Shaman, from the Rishonim and the Chazal and the Moshe Rabbeinu and the Zion to later Sufi Musar are the basic premise. That mitzvahs are vehicles that perfect an individual. But a person has a tendency to think that that's not the case. That somehow or other will do the mitzvahs and matriach himself and daven long shemon esrus and this is going to carry him through. Nobody blows the cover of 90% of people that live today. But that's a delusion. So the way Nach Pesod Erechinu V'Nach Korah is not to try to delude ourselves with Tanchumen Shel Hevel. The Navi doesn't use Tanchumen Shel Hevel, but he uses genuine Tanchumen. a genuine tachunin requires a certain amount of work, effort, and honesty, and being tuned in to this is Der Hashem. Yeah. You say that we lost it. I'll tell you, I'll say something that I said we can't not look. People don't want to look at what they, what it's too late to do. And again, like I said before, if it's too late, why don't it? But that's really what Tisha B'Av demands. It's too late. I'll tell you something that it's too late, and I'm not passing any judgment. I'm just telling you this is something which is too late. And I'm not saying anything more than that. If Klal Yisrael would have accepted the Rambam's view about Kishur and the owning and the Nachesh and Machashesh as Borm Shel Hevel and Shtus, and that we knew thousands of years ago before the onset of the scientific era that everything works with Chosmah Chochmah Hashem, what kind of a Kiddush Hashem could we have made today? We would have been the underpinnings, the nation that had the underpinnings of all science. All science would be footnotes to Torah. That's what could have been if we would have, except if we had followed the Rambam Shita. I'm just telling you something that could have been. That could have been. Then the pasuk lo nachash di Yaakov lo kesem di Yisrael ka'eis ye omar li Yaakov li Yisrael ma kol kale. That's what we could have had. You know, if you look at the Eichla, take a look at the Chumash of the Torah Tmimo, where under the Eichla he has everything. He says ilu after everyone. He says ilu zechisem. This pasuk would have come to life. But now you say this ilu zechisem. You would have had this pasuk. Now you have it straight through almost every part. See? What does it mean? That's exactly the theme of those midrashim. The theme of those midrashim is it's too late. It's too late here, it's too late there. But that does not mean that we should not engage in studying those areas that are too late. Because in studying the areas that are too late, you set the foundation for establishing the future, for correcting our ways, nachpasa d'rachinu v'nachkar v'nashiv v'nashiv. I will just conclude with a piece from Rabbi Lazar Kalia. Rabbi Lazar Kalir is the piyutim are unbelievable. Everything he has, unbelievably deep insight. So he has one. There's one this is the Atzko.
Yes.
Okay. Atzko is page 280. It's and the ones, the other ones are the number. Well, it's numbered chafot, so it could be depends how they enumerate them, but around there. So it's a beautiful piece. Oz ba'lochim yo kiviyoh. The norm, and he said, at somos chazivos, mo'atem shochvos, enechem golu uvatechem charevos, v'ayein schus ovos beret haluvos. So he, Yemio, went on the Kivri Avos, and he said, how could you rest in silence? After all, Navi always is not afraid to question HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where is he now? Why doesn't he do anything now at this point? So we believe in Asherat HaNefesh. So why doesn't Avraham Avinu say something? So he says like this. So he says, hey, so it says like this. So he asks all the others first. And he says, why don't you go kulam b'kinam achesham banim dovu b'kol kasim b'neshochem roman. So they all said together, they Etzel Kadosh Baruch Hu, I wear Zavtach of Zechat Lam Brish Hashanah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu answered them. Now I'll tell you why. Hei Nei Miru Kvodo B'Sohu V'lo Fochadu V'lo Rohu V'alem Einai Mehem V'lo Shovu V'lo Nohu V'eich Hasapak Al Amiras Lohu. Okay? So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll tell you the cause. The cause is very simple. The cause is because they abandoned me. Okay? Not only that, but I gave them an opportunity to be a shav, because Alan ain't Anahem, so then they should have seen something's wrong, they should have chosen, and they didn't do it. So, ve'eches napak alamir is lohu, that means they deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They deny, and denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the way, if a person doesn't have a idea of a yidiyas Hashem, that's also a denial, because it means he has a crazy idea, and that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Avodah Zarah. Everything besides the right idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avodah Zarah. Zorak Avamon Bavurom, the Chinein Pnei Kel Ram. Chinam Nuseisi Eser Bechinas Avurom, the Hein Chazisi Shivram, Vahayi Avtochas Altir Avram. So Avram Avinu said, now Avram Avinu stepped out individually. And he says, and look, I went through all these Nusyonos because of Chai Yisrael. So where is the Avtocha? Where is the Avtocha of Altir Avram? So it comes out, I went through all of that for nothing. But he said that because of that, then I'll be zochah to that my bonim will have the Torah. So Akash Baruch answered, Tol lahoros davoros zoros. Yoatsu lachtos boros, boros ish boros. The eich esapak al titla seras and bidos. What is the answer? Okay, it's one thing they went to Avodah Zarah. They abandoned the Derech Chaim of Torah and they embraced the Derech Chaim of Avodah Zarah. But they went to Boros Nishboros, the Yemiyah says. Boros Nishboros Asher Lo Yachilu Amoyim. I mean, at least if you had a person does an Avera, so he's away from the truth. But there's some benefits in Averas. Har Avera Kenegad Aseidah. So at least if there's a benefit, so that already is a is some kind of a limit on a person. But over here, they went after, they saw the lifestyle that they were living wasn't even near as good practically as the lifestyle they had before when they were following the Torah. So then they're utterly stupid. So utterly stupid is no. Okay. So Kol Tzolach Yitzchok Tnei Shochen Shachar. Lashov the teva chuchak, vehein zari nishchak v'nimchak, v'ayi avtochas ves brisi yokum es Yitzchak. Okay? And now Yitzchak steps in. Essentially, Yitzchak steps in and he gets an answer. But the other ones don't. You'll see, one's later. So what does Yitzchak say? Yitzchak says like this. That Yitzchak is one of the others, but it's different role. Why? Because he was the Ola Kmimo. So everyone could see with Moshe Nefesh, and he lived the model of a life of a tzaddik, which is completely absorbed in Avodah Hashem. So that exercised an influence on people. Like Chazal saying that the Am Haaretz is hopeless. So one of Chazal answered back, says, no, he's not hopeless. Why? Because it says, El Vo Sibok, but it means he's medabek with Talmidei Chacham. So that means that you could have a person who's a plain balabas, and he has a seichel ayasha, and his link is through the fact that he recognizes Talmidei Chacham. That's already placed him on a different level. Now he's on a different madrega. Otherwise he'd be lost, but this saves him. That's the Chazal. So Yitzchak is the of that Avram Avinu was the one that influenced the brilliant ideas and all the metaphysical discoveries. That's Avram Avinu. See, Yitzchak exercised an influence in a different way through the personality of Yitzchak, because he stands as a model of personality. So that's why. So the Ashgacha answer is no, it's no good. Why? Because Moru B'Yirmiyah, the Timuhar Moriyah. Relacing is so Goya, and this is Eich Es Apak Al Hariga Sechaya. You see, we mentioned before. So why? So it means to say, so he says, yeah, if they, it's true if they abandon the Chochmah and everything, but at least if there was some attachment to the perfected person. But here you see, they went against Yirmiyahu, and not only that, but they killed the Zechariah, who gave them Musa. They didn't like them, they killed him. Then you see they're not even attached. Even that element doesn't exist in them to be attached to perfected people. So then it says like this. It says, Soch Yilad the Selah the most, so then, Soch Yilad the Selah the most, Kisan Zolif, Oloash, it's Pasi Bela, Seir, Gozen, many Bechelas, Eichu, from many Dunn, the Dunn, come off. Then Yaakov Avinu asks, he says, I established the base Yisrael, and how could it be, this is the question of Midat Hadin, how could it be Mesucha, in such a way that thousands and thousands, the whole substance of Chal Yisrael, the base Yisrael is destroyed? No answer. Potro and Emon, Kofush Be'efram, the Dumon, Sona Shebecheki, Homon, same kind of question. Eich Gozu Belozmon, Vayef Tochet Kilo Amon. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, his work in establishing Kol Yisrael. And then it goes to the most. Kol Bechi Leo Misofetet Al Levavel, Rochel Achosem of Makol Boneo, Zupo Makol Boneo, Bulo Mikonenes Peshtei Yodeo. Over there, it doesn't give any time. Just to the most, it says, they just on the comment. They know it's bad, they can't understand the extent of the Midas Adin, and they just cry. Rachel Mavak Albonel. That's the way Rabbi Kaviyah sets forth the founders of the Beis Yisrael. And their response to the tragedy of the Chorban. Beautiful. But there's no answer to Yaakov Avinu and to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that's the question of the Beis Yisrael, the very substance of the Beis Yisrael. Yaakov established the Shiftei Kol and the whole Beis Yisrael. If the substance, how could the substance be torn apart like that? That is not it. But then he gives a beautiful answer. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuvu Smini Minuchasa, Male Amale Kol Mishan Lashecha, Shulachti Bavelo Lamancha, Inu Mishove Golos Beinecha. He says that the answer basically, it summarizes what we've been saying. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shulachti Bavelo Lamancha, means he was sent to Babel, means that's what he's saying, Yani Vahu. Shilachti, Shulachti. And Ima Enochi B'Torah, which means, what does it mean, Ima Enochi B'Torah? It means that it is the phenomenal fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, is always there. As if he is actually, this we could say metaphorically, say the metaphor, Ima Shulachti, Shulachti, Bavel, the Bavel. What was Bavel? And Babel was the establishment was basically the foundations of Parash Balpeh. The Gemara says in Sukkah that first he thought in Eretz Yisrael it was Big Chacham. They said no, that the Charash and the Mazgir, the Babel was Kol HaTorah Kula, was the whole the establishment of the whole Mesorah of the Torah Mesinah. See, means from that alone, from that you could see that. The miraculous connection that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person can learn Torah today is just like he'd be sitting in the base of the Drasha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Same method, same derech, ideas, the whole approach, the derech hachayim, maybe not on that level, but it's in the same sphere, same Torah. That shows the Imo Enoch of the Torah, but he says, Inini Meshovei Golos Benecha. So what is the Nechama? Nechama is that there is no real Nechama. You see, there's no Nechama in terms of the substance of the statement, but the Nechama is that we know we will be misnachim. Our minds tell us that it will happen. And that is our Nechama. That's the way we know. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Rabbi, did you clarify Zchar Hashem Ha'ayolano.
Please.
You clarify Zchar Hashem Ha'ayolano, Perek Hay.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. The Zchar Hashem Ha'ayolano is that it... Yes, I did. I said that it means Zchar, when we say Zachreinu L'chayim, Zachreinu, the Yom HaZikaron is there, what it means is that our existence should be real before God. What makes it real before God? Doesn't mean what makes it real before God is if we exercise our bechira properly. through studying the Midas Adin, these events have taken on a significance and play a role in Ashivenu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva. Because we study the Midas Adin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an opportunity of creates the opportunity for Tshuva, so that we could be Nachtasa D'Rachinu V'Nachkar V'Nashuva
L'Hashem.
Thank
you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi. Bye bye.
Okay.
Rabbi. Rabbi.
Yes.
Yeah. In light of what you said before about Oyev, I think something that a lot of times I glossed over in the Tokach of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hoya kasher sauce Hashem aleichem lehitiv eshem laharbos eshem keno yosis Hashem aleichem lahavid eshem.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
everybody, take care. Okay.
All right.